Punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy,
and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death
of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. Amen.
Away the sin of the world,
that we who are justly deserving punishment for our sins may be mercifully delivered by thy goodness. For the glory of thy name, we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Chapter 20. Lead me to thee.
man, that is, an householder, which went out early in the morning and hired laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all day idle? They said unto him, Because no man hath hired us. And then he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard came and said unto his stewards, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they were hired. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they also likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered and said unto them, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine, and go your way. I give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many be called, but a few are chosen. So far the Holy Gospel.
Praise be to
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate,
was suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets.
And I believe in the Holy Christian and
apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Salvation by Grace, and it's based upon our gospel lesson, and I would like to read once again the very first verse of this morning's gospel. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his field. So far, please be seated. Once again, the sermon theme for this morning is salvation by grace. Holy redemption is not by works, but by God's grace alone. Eternal life is totally God's free gift. The parable of this morning's gospel reading illustrates this truth. Christ here tells us a story. He tells a story to illustrate a heavenly truth, that salvation is ours by God's grace alone. It's God's gift. Coming from God, originating with God, we have nothing to do with the initiation or the initiating of salvation. There is no merit involved. Salvation is purely a gift of divine grace. This is entirely different from any human way of thinking. It's different from all those other religions of the world, all which teach that the basic understanding is that one must earn salvation from God. However, the very opposite is true. Only God has earned salvation. Salvation is a gift of God's grace. That is the truth of Christ's parable in this morning's gospel reading. Jesus tells the story of a man hiring workers to work in his vineyard. And in the end, he gives all of them the very same reward, the very same amount of money, the very wage. He hired workers early in the morning and promised them a denarius, and that is the standard wage in that day. He went out the third hour, that's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and saw others standing idle, and he said unto them, go also into the vineyard. Again, he went out about noon, and then at 3 p.m., and he called more workers to go work in the field. We're even told that as late as 11 o'clock, or I should say the 11th hour, which is our 5 o'clock, he went out to hire even more workers. So they all worked. Some of them worked all day, some of them only worked for an hour. But at the end of the day, he gave all of them the very same pay, the very same reward. To begin with, we must all realize that redemption, forgiveness, justification, and eternal life was won and paid for by Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross for us. And as we view that cross, how humbled we must stand before the Son of God. How grateful to his mercy, his Father, our merciful Father, must we be, that he sent his only begotten Son into this world to earn this eternal life for us. The truth that salvation is by God's grace is a central doctrine of the Holy Scriptures and of our most holy faith. How clearly Holy Scripture explains divine grace. St. Paul affirms this when he says, for by grace you are saved, through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so don't brag about it. Totally ruling out works, St. Paul exalts the grace of God when he writes these words to Timothy, God hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world even began. How clearly this doctrine is set forth by St. Paul, who writes once again, being justified by his grace through faith, the redemption that is ours in Jesus Christ. However, human reason cannot understand that God gives salvation by grace, that he gives it freely. All religions of the world, except the Christian faith, teach salvation by works. that is, by what we do. This shows that natural man, natural woman does not and cannot even understand the principle of divine grace. The gospel for this morning, the workers murmured over the principle of grace. We are told they believed that they should have received more. They murmured, they complained against the good man of the house. They complained, they said, these men who were hired last, they only worked for an hour. And you have made them equal with us, who have borne the heat and the burden of the heat of the day. You see, all people by nature, in their sinful state, hold divine grace to be very unfair. But thanks be to God, who has enlightened us by his Holy Spirit so that we have renounced our works and through trusting faith believe in God's free gift through Jesus Christ. Yet, while people may murmur, God's giving of eternal life is right. Since salvation is God's free gift, God may do with his gift as he well pleases. The owner in the parable asks, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? You see, there's no principle of merit. If merit were involved, he would have paid more to some and some less. But there is no merit involved whatsoever. It's a principle of grace. Therefore, in the words of the owner, friend, I do thee no wrong. God is just. God can do no wrong. How many people today reject his salvation, reject his grace, and end up damned in hell? Yes, people will forget that salvation is by God's grace, and we can never sufficiently thank God for his free divine grace. The basis or the reason for God's grace is the holy atonement, the holy sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Only God's Son, the Messiah Christ, took away the sin of the world by his suffering and his death. You see, salvation is not earned by us, but by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ perfectly fulfilled the law and the will of God. It is God himself, that is the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, who suffered the torments of the damned in our place. He offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. Yes, the God-man Christ died for our sins and was raised again from the dead for our justification. He redeemed us with his holy precious blood, the blood of the Lamb without blemish, without spot. Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. God, for Christ's sake, gives us divine grace and eternal life. So once again, the principle of merit is completely absent. It is all a matter of divine grace. Salvation is God's free gift, so that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. God earnestly offers to all the forgiveness of sins and the righteousness which Christ has earned by his atoning death and his victorious resurrection. May God grant that we cling to this truth and that we share it with others. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Created me a clean heart. Read.
sins, but first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to personally extend to God's throne of grace. Let's take a moment for that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who caused them to do all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest into their soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love, the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope in heaven this life. Grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you. shed for the remission of all of our sins.
Now may this body, blood, and strength that preserve you keep you in one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for the remission of all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior that was shed for the remission of all of our sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for the remission of all of our sins. Take and drink.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve and keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for the remission of all of us. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior. shed for the remission of all of our sins. Take a drink.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
A drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for the remission of all of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, that was shed for the remission of all of our sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you. this is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is given unto death. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee of thy mercy, that he would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.